From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome again to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in and joining us as the Reverend James Porter is here to let the Bible speak from Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 14. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? But just before we hear the message, let's take a moment and listen to these words in song.
Good morning. Our Bible reading for today is from Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14, where it says, O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? Whenever Jeremiah was called to be a prophet, the moral state of the Jews was very low. Their sin brought the wrath and displeasure of God upon them. The result was that when they were taken captives into Babylon. But prior to this captivity, God sent his prophets to warn the people of what their sin would bring, and also to exhort them to immediate repentance. This was the chief purpose of Jeremiah's ministry. Now in this chapter we find Jeremiah earnestly entreating the people of Judah and Jerusalem to return unto the Lord and be cleansed from their sin, as this was the only way that they could be saved from their enemies. This message is summed up in verse 14, where it says, O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. As well as these words have been applied to the Jew in Jeremiah's day, they can also be applied to all of mankind. This is because all of mankind are condemned sinners before God. And the only way that it can be saved from the awful penalty of their sin in hell is by God's so great salvation which is found in Christ alone. Therefore, whenever we take these words of Jeremiah and apply them in the gospel, we can see that here is a wonderful picture of how all mankind is exhorted to seek after God's salvation. And it is in this light that I want you to look at this verse today. For here in this verse we have a picture of how God calls sinners to himself for salvation. And in this call to salvation there are three important truths that are stated in connection with the human heart. And as salvation is a matter that has to do with the heart of man, let us look at what this verse then would teach us regarding God's salvation and the human heart. First of all, we see the depravity of the human heart declared. The verse says, "Wash thine heart from wickedness." Now, this word heart refers to all the faculties of the soul and the passions of mind. This word wickedness speaks of the total corruption and moral defilement in the heart of man, the depravity of the human heart. And when it comes to man's relationship with a holy God, there is no man who is naturally, spiritually good or pleasing in the sight of God. Before God, man is a nature that is sinful, fallen, polluted, prone to every evil word and work. Paul reminded the Ephesian believers of this depravity of heart before his and their conversion to Christ. For in Ephesians 2, verse 3, he says, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." And there we see how this depravity of the human heart means a natural dislike to God and a disposition towards all that is evil. Romans 3 verse 10 says, "There is none righteous, no, not one unsaved." Listener, this is a truth that you too need to realize and grasp. If ever you are to have a desire to get right with God, you may be a good neighbor in this your community, a good parent in your family, a good worker in your place of employment. But because of your sinful nature, you have a heart that is void of anything that is spiritually good or pleasing in the sight of God who is infinitely holy. One famous preacher of a bygone day, speaking of the depravity of his own human heart, has said, "Alas, our heart is our greatest enemy." This is something that we all need to recognize and know. Because, my friend, of your sinful heart, you're separated from fellowship with God. You're deserving of eternal judgment in hell. Indeed, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Then secondly, note the purity of the human heart that is required. Verse 14, the Lord said, "O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness." And here we see how the burden of the Lord for Judah was that they be washed and cleansed from their sin. And that burden and instruction from the Lord applies to every sinner as well. Such instruction shows how it is possible for the sinner to have his heart cleansed from sin. This cleansing is possible through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. When the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross and shed his blood, he opened up a fountain for sin and for uncleanness. 1 John 1 verse 7 tells us, "In the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." There is a remedy for your sin and your iniquity. That remedy is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood alone is able to wash away every stain of sin from the sight of God. But not only do these words tell you that it is possible for you to have your heart cleansed from sin, these words also tell us that the sinner is to seek after this cleansing. The Lord says, "O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness." This command doesn't mean that we can cleanse ourselves from sin, but it does mean that we're to seek the Lord for this cleansing. This means that you need to repent of your sin and trust the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse away your sin. The Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." This is what you must do if you are to experience this cleansing. As the dying thief cried out, "Lord, remember me," so you must call upon the Lord. The Bible says, "Without shedding of blood is no remission." And without the blood of Christ applied by faith to your heart, there can be no pardon from sin for you. The hymn writer was right when he said, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." And in this verse, the Lord instructed Judah to seek this cleansing immediately. For he said, "How long shall vain thoughts lodge within thee?" He was telling them to put away their sin and seek the Lord immediately for cleansing. The Lord tells you the same. He says, "Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now this very moment is the time for you to trust the Lord, for there is danger and death and delay." But then finally, we see the security of the heart that is promised. In our text, the mention of the word saved is made very clear. It says, "O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved." Here the Lord promised Judah, if their heart was cleansed from sin, then they would be saved from God's judgment upon them as a nation. God would deliver them from the hand of the Babylonian army. Whenever a sinner is saved by trusting Christ as their Savior, they too are eternally saved from punishment for sin and hell. The Bible says in Romans 8 verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." When the Lord saves you and your sins are pardoned, he will save you from wrath to come. You will never be lost in hell. Christ will bring you safely into heaven. The Bible says, "But the righteous shall go into life eternal." Just as a passport or visa can get you into another country, so cleansing from sin by the blood of Christ is your passport into heaven. But if you're not saved, then you cannot enter heaven. Rather, eternal wrath and hell await you. The scripture tells us, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" But then this word "saved" not only means that the cleansed sinner is sure of heaven, but it also means that while he is here on earth, he has power over sin to live to the glory of God. The Lord not only pardons from sin, but he saves from sin. Matthew 1 verse 21, it says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." The Lord, by his grace and power, can enable the cleansed sinner to live to daily to the glory of the Lord. This is what the Lord can do for you. Before he was saved at the age of 21, George Mueller lived a very immoral life, a life of drunkenness, thieving and dishonesty. But after the Lord saved him, his life was completely changed and transformed. Is that your desire today, to be saved from your sin, to be saved from a lost eternity? Then I urge you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon him and to save you. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Trust him. Begin to live a life that is worth living. For he says, "Oh, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved." May God help you to do so. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.